Good morning. This is Colleen Podmaroff with your Sheridan Sound Radio News Update. Carpool Week is back at Sheridan. This week, students are encouraged to consider alternative transportation options for commuting to campus, which includes carpooling, taking public transit, cycling, or walking. You can help the city cut down traffic and travel times. During this week, you can win yourself a prize. Visit the Smart Commute online for a chance to win $500 in Via Rail vouchers or tickets to a Raptors game. Police have charged two suspects after a dog was dragged by a car for nearly a kilometer in Welland. Several witnesses tried to alert the occupants of the car to what was happening, but the drivers didn't notice. Investigators say the dog's leash had been attached to the passenger side door and that it broke just before the car collided with another vehicle. The two are due in court March 29th to face the allegations. The CEO of luxury retailer Tiffany & Co. has stepped down because of concerns about the company's financial performance. Tiffany & Co. has been struggling as sales at U.S. stores fell 4% compared to a year ago during November and December. 80 more grocery stores in Ontario will be allowed to sell beer and cider this summer. Beer and cider will eventually be sold up to 450 grocery stores in Ontario. Authorized grocery store locations will be announced in May. Giving consumers more choice and convenience is part of the government's plan to create jobs, grow our economy, and help in their everyday lives. I'm Colleen Podmaroff with your Sheridan Sound Radio News Update. Thanks for listening.